we come we who are empty to be filled with your love. We who are weak to be filled with your strength. We who are hungry to be filled with your bread. We who are searching to be filled with your living word. We who are cautious come to be filled with your dairy. Decisive and compassionate God, when, like Thomas, we are reluctant to believe in the power of the resurrection, let us hear your words of encouragement, that we may grow in confidence, like the disciples, like Peter, that we would learn to be able to give an account of our faith, for all who would challenge, for all who would inquire. Fill us, Lord Jesus. We offer our prayers in your name. Amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father,
Thank you.
read this passage to us.
Off that they got to see this experience, and he didn't. Helen.
That God is at work. Too easily, we also allow fear to shape us. What would the neighbours think? Would we be excluded from those people who would think we were odd if we were part of that motley crew of people who are followers of Jesus? So let's keep our faith locked away. Because actually, socially, it could be very difficult and embarrassing. Or is it that we are too frightened of just how powerful God is and what God might call us to do and call us to be a part of? As a community, as individuals. The communion table reminds us that all tables belong to the Lord, and that God is a God who will transform every meal, not merely those that are labelled holy. And equally, it's a table that will remind us that all people are invited to this table, and all people who gather at this table can be transformed by God.
I have a livable wage in London, I'm working.
changes in his will also quick, and then just many preconceived ideas I developed at the time of people on view, friends, all the good guys, and they were directly challenged by colleagues here and a lot of people who have met. And those changes have been made and old ways have been discarded. And I first came here 17 years ago, I think, when I was about 13, when we were at Leeds and Methodist. And I can't even remember it the other way, when they combined different services. And only if you told me then that I'd be back here now, I would have laughed at you because it just wouldn't be something I even considered back then. During the second 10 years to regain and rebuild the life I lost when I made fateful choices that I did at 18. Some here know them, some here don't. It's irrelevant, they were the choices I made. Many times I could have easily just reversed this operation and ways I knew, things I was comfortable with, and in that moment, God's put people and friends in my path that somehow kept me going. However hard, painful, challenging it got, however many times I screwed up, it's only through the patience and wise counsel of close friends who backed me up, sometimes picked me up and just carried me and enabled me just to keep me going. And my past is gone, and what little some of you do know has changed the way I've been, has not changed the way I've been treated or spoken to or perceived it. For the first time, I mean ever, I can lay down roots, I can build in solid foundations, and every day I come here, I'm just amazed and humbled at all those who volunteer and give up their time for the cafe, all of the guys, all of the people I've met, all you guys, I mean, like late 80s, some early 70s, some in the 90s, and they're still around here in the cafe, and like, it just completely changes the way I view the world. It's been a pleasure to work alongside wonderful people, inspiring people, and you actually give a damn how you are and genuinely care. For me, working at KURC is more than a job. It's become a vocation, a life of meaning, a purpose I can move forward, and it's just free of regrets, guilt, resentment, and anything that ever held me back. It's gone. I mean, that rucksack with all the hurts, pain, it's been free, it's let go. I can't move on without facing the past, dealing with the past, and letting go of the past, but also learning from it. And I've got to listen to it.
Here on transfer. So technically, in our building,
wisdom to listen and to discern your will for him. Thank you for all that he brings to our good work, to the fire ministry, to the food bank, to the work in the building. Bless him, bless us, Lord Jesus, for we would be people shaped by you, growing in fellowship with one another. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So on behalf of the whole church, And he says he has never got over that loss and asked us to pray for him, to give thanks for them, and to fill him with the hope that one day they will all meet again. So let us pray. Holy God, we pray. Thank you. and lived in you, that all may speak of your life among us. In the name of Jesus we pray. We try to sing the hymn that we know to us in Breaking Bread. If you use a hymnbook, you'll find it number 441.
Gifts, that which is ordinary
and remind us that that is how you view each one of us too. All praise to you, our Lord. Amen. So some technical things before we break the bread. Within this community, when you get the bread, you eat it. When you get the wine, you hold it, and we will all drink it together. When you offer the plate with the bread on it, you'll notice that there's some biscuit. That's for those of us who have issues with wheat and gluten. And the good news is, for all of us, that there is no alcohol in this wine, so we may all drink together. Everyone is welcome at this table. If you would rather not eat and drink, then pass the elements by, but know that that choice is yours. For at this table, we believe that the Lord Jesus welcomes us all. After supper with his disciples, even in the face of death, he took bread and broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." And he took the cup and said, "This is my blood, it is shed for you." The body of Christ. Thank you. Blood of Christ.
Thank you.
heart to